Hello, welcome. 同学们好。It's time for Junior English for China, Book 3. 本册辅导初中英语第三册。Unit 1. In the library. 第一单元在图书馆。Lesson 1. 第一课。在本课我们要重点的掌握英语中表示有的用法。有我们以前学过 have 或者是 has， 在口语里面经常用 have got 来代替 have， 用 has got 来代替 has。 例如 I have a CD player， 我有一台 CD 机，我们可以说I have got a CD player. But Jim hasn't got one. 意思是 Jim 没有。Has Lucy got one? Lucy 有一台吗？在句中 I have got a CD player 等于 I have a CD player. But Jim hasn't got one. 我们可以说But Jim hasn't one， 或者是 But Jim does not have one or doesn't have one。 Has Lucy got one？ 我们可以说 Has Lucy a CD player？ 或者是 Does Lucy have a CD player？ 因此同学们要注意 I have got a CD player， 我们可以说I have a CD player. 又如我有一台电脑，我可以说 I have got a computer. 她有一台电脑， we say she has got a computer. Okay? Please look and listen. 下面我们看实际对话中 have got 和 has got 的用法。Read and act.Excuse me, have you got a dictionary?
I think I have got one.
Yes, here you are.
Excuse me, 用于向对方询问。
Excuse me 相当汉语里面的劳驾，请问。
Have you got a dictionary?
你有词典吗？
I think I've got one.
我想有。Yes, here you are.给你。
Now please guess who is A and who is B.
Yes, the girl is A. She says,
Have you got a dictionary?
Have got 是有的疑问句。I've got one 是 I have got 的缩略形式。又如
Excuse me, have you got a sharpener?
Sharpener, that is something is used to sharp pencils, 是用于来削铅笔的。So something used to sharpen pencils.
Have you got a sharpener?
你有削笔刀吗？
Sorry, I haven't got one.
对不起，我没有。Ask Lucy. 问一问 Lucy, 看她有没有。在这个对话里面 ,have got, I've got, I haven't got, 我们也可以说 ,have you a dictionary?
Yes, I think I have one.
Have you a sharpener?
Sorry, I haven't one.
Have 的疑问形式和否定形式我们还可以说 ,do you have a dictionary?
Do you have a dictionary?
I think I have one. 意思是 Yes, I have one.
Excuse me, do you have a sharpener?
Sorry, I don't have one.
Sorry, I don't have one. We can also say, No, I don't have one.
从刚才的几段对话里面，我们可以看到。Have got 和 has got
在口语中表示有的用法。Have got, 除了表示有以外，它还可以表示买了。For example, I've got a sharpener, 意思说我买了一个削笔刀。So I've got a sharpener today, 今天我买了一个削笔刀。My father has got a computer today, 我父亲买了一台电脑。特别要注意 ,have got 和 the have 表示有的时候它的疑问形式以及它的简略回答形式。Please look, 请大家看屏幕。Have you got a notebook?
Yes, I have. Have you got a notebook? No, I haven't.
注意 ,have you got, have,在这个地方是做助动词，它的简略回答用 Yes, I have. 否定形式是 No, I haven't. Now the second.
Have you a notebook?
Yes, I have. 在这个地方的 have 是有的意思。Have you a notebook?
No, I haven't.
这个地方的 haven't 的意思是没有的意思。Have, haven't 是助动词，下面的 have 和 haven't 是实义动词，表示有。Now the next.
Do you have an umbrella?
Do you have an umbrella? Means, have you got an umbrella? 你有雨伞吗？
Do you have an umbrella?
这个地方 do 是助动词，帮助构成疑问句。
Yes, I do.
No, I don't. 如果前面的疑问形式是 Do you have an umbrella? 那么它的简略回答，注意，不能用 have, 而应该用 Yes, I do. 否定回答应该用 No, I don't.
Okay. Now let's practice.
下面我们练习一下，如果到图书馆去借东西，或者是到商店去买什么东西的时候，我们都可以用 Have you got 来提问，意思是请问有这本书吗？请问有这个东西吗？ Now look and listen.
In the school library,
在学校图书馆里。
Excuse me, have you got any books about chemistry?
Yes.We've got several.
They're on that shelf.
到图书馆借书的时候，可以向图书管理员问
Have you got any books about chemistry?
请问有没有关于化学方面的书籍？
Yes, we've got several.
是的，我们有一些。
They're on that shelf.
他们在那个书架上。
Shelf.
请注意，读音是shelf, 不要和我们以前学的我自己你自己 self 搞混。Now please after me, 肯跟我说一遍 shelf,
on that shelf.
如果没有的时候，我们可以这样回答
Sorry, we haven't got any at the moment. We haven't got any at the moment.
意思是现在没有，现在没有。在对话中出现了 about 是有关什么方面的书。For example,
a book about chemistry,
意思是一本有关化学学科的书。如果是表示某个学科和某个领域，我们通常还可以用 on, 在这个地方的 on 的意思相当于 about。
So, a book about chemistry. We can also say a book on chemistry.
在刚才对话里面出现了 several.
Several means more than two or three, but not many.
要比两个和三个要多一点，但是呢，又不是很多。
So, several 是几个的意思，
表示三四个、三五个的意思。
So remember, several means more than two or three,
but not many.
The next.
At the moment means 此时此刻.
We can also say right now.
So at the moment means right now.
Well, 在对话里面我们要注意掌握三个要点。一个是表示某个方面的书。例如表示物理方面的书我们可以说
Some books on physics. Some books on physics.
如果是表示语文方面的书 we say
A book on Chinese or a book about Chinese.
Okay, now let's look at some more examples. 下面我们再看更多的实践的例子。
Hi Bob, I can't find my history book. Have you seen it anywhere?
Yes, I think I have. Look at that book on the desk. Maybe it's yours.
Oh yes, it's mine. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I can't find my history book.
Find 意思是找到发现的意思。
I can't find my history book.
我找不到我的历史书了。
Have you seen it anywhere?
注意 have you seen 是一个新的结构。
Have you seen it anywhere?
你在什么地方看到过吗？ So have you seen 意思是看见过看到过的意思。
Yes, I think I have.
是我想我看到过。
Look at that book on the desk.Maybe it's yours.
瞧那边桌上的那本书。
Maybe it's yours.
或许是你的了。
Oh yes, it's mine. Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
请注意 Have you seen it anywhere? 这个新的语言结构。
Now look at the next.
Hello Lucy, I've lost my dictionary. Have you seen it anywhere?
Sorry, I haven't. Why don't you ask Jim? Perhaps he's seen it.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, there he is.
在这段对话里面又出现了类似的刚才那个结构。
Have you seen it anywhere?
你在什么地方看到过吗?
I've lost my dictionary. I've lost
是I have lost 的这个缩略形式。
I have lost my dictionary.
我丢了我的词典。你在什么地方见过吗?
Why don't you ask Jim? Perhaps he's seen it.
你为什么不问一问 Jim? 或许
perhaps means maybe.
Maybe he's seen it.
He's seen it 是 he has seen it.的缩略形式。
在这个地方又出现了 have lost,
have you seen,
has seen, 这个结构。请大家注意。歌王。
Jim, have you seen my dictionary?
Yes, I have. I saw it on Ling Tao's desk 5 minutes ago. It must be still there.
Have you seen my dictionary?
你见过我的词典吗?
我见过。
I saw it on Ling Tao's desk 5 minutes ago.
五分钟前,我看见在林涛的桌子上面。请注意
,Have you seen?
你看到过,你看见过吗?
I saw it.
我五分钟前看到过。大家注意比较这两个结构。
It must be still there.
那本书肯定还在那儿。那部词典肯定还在那儿。
So must be 表示判断推断。
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
那么在刚才的那个对话里面都出现了有 have 或者是 has 加上动词的一个过去分词形式构成的一个新的语言结构。那么这个结构呢是我们本学期将要重点学习的内容，也就是现在完成时态。 Please look.
Have you seen it anywhere?
你在什么地方见过吗？
I have lost my dictionary.
我丢了我的词典。
Have you seen my dictionary?
你见过我的词典吗？
You have, 或者是 has,
加上动词的过去分词形式，构成一个新的时态，叫现在完成时态。那么现在完成时态表示一个什么样的时间概念呢？首先，现在完成时态是完成时态，也就是说这个动作是发生在过去，但是它又是现在时态，也就是一个发生在过去的动作，而对现在产生有影响。发生在过去，但对现在有影响的动作和行为。所以现在完成时态是一个现在时态的范畴，它不能够与表示过去具体时间的状语连用。现在完成时态经常与 already, just, yet 等连用。
So he has bought a new computer.
他买了一台新的电脑。那么我们从刚才那个动词形式可以看到，现在完成时是由 have 和 has 加过去分词构成。由于它是一个现在时态范围，所以它不能够和表示过去的具体的时间连用。所以刚才那段对话里面我们可以看到 Have you seen it anywhere? 你在什么地方见过吗？那你在什么地方见过？ Have seen 是用的现在完成时态，因为这句话里面没有一个过去的具体时间，而在另一句话里面说五分钟前我在桌子上见过，所以这个地方呢就用 I saw it on the desk 5 minutes ago 是用的一般过去时态。那么关于现在完成时态和一般过去时态用法上的区别，我们在今后的学习中还要进一步去区分和练习。